From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Vermont, the last sap in the spring maple sugaring season isn't good for much. It's too dark and strong to use for commercial maple syrup. But long ago, that late season sap was used in a potent beer. Steve Zind of Vermont Public Radio reports on efforts to revive this old farm tradition.
In the 1970s, Vermont musician John Castle recorded a locally popular song about sap beer.
Old man with the sugar in through, and what can you be looking for here? Well, son, now we're gonna start brewing sap beer.
Ironically, you would have been hard-pressed to find any sap beer to drink by then. It had taken its place among obsolete farm traditions like milking by hand. In a 1992 interview with the Vermont Folklife Center, the late Edgar Dodge described how sap beer was made on the Vermont farm where he grew up.
Well, I can tell you that you would take the last run of the sugar in operation, you know what I'm talking about? About get down where you can kind of taste the leaves in it, that sort of thing, yeah.
Dodge said that leafy-tasting sap would be boiled down about halfway to syrup. Farmers added hops, yeast, a little sugar, or maybe some raisins, and put it up in a barrel in the cellar. Folklorist Greg Sherrow says sap beer represents a time when farm families got just about everything they needed from their land.
When you ask farmers about farming in that era, they say, well, we lived less on income than lack of expense. So in that context, every possible resource was utilized.
A glass of sap beer was cool relief after a day of hot farm work. As Edgar Dodge remembered, it was brought up out of the cellar just about the time the first hay was cut.
And this would be fit to drink about the first of hand, which would, in those days was 4th of July. You started haying 4th of July.
Any amateur brewer knows there's some guesswork and mystery involved in beer making, and that applied in spades to sap beer. Dodge said you couldn't be sure until you tasted it whether the final product would be drinkable or...
junk. Stringy. Nobody could drink it. Cut it off with a pair of shears. That sort of thing.
But when it didn't take a pair of shears to serve it up, what came out of the barrel was a strong brew.
And I don't think the man ever lived could drink 2 8-ounce glasses and walk 10 minutes later. I don't believe so. So that was sap beer. I doubt if there's a barrel of sap beer in the state of Vermont today.
Maybe not when Dodge reminisced about it 20 years ago, but there is a spark of renewed interest in the old refreshment thanks to a couple of Vermont microbreweries.
This is this year's batch of Maple Triple.
This month, Sean Lawson won a silver ribbon at the prestigious World Beer Cup for the sap beer he bottles under his label Lawson's Finest Liquids. Lawson's sap beer is similar to the traditional drink. He ages it in a barrel, and what comes out is high in alcohol content with a strong maple flavor. And it's different every year.
It's a product of the season and the place and the sugar maker and their trees. So every year my batch is a little bit different. That's part of the fun.
Last year, Lawson produced 375 hand-numbered and signed bottles of sap beer. This year's brew is just about ready. For NPR News, I'm Steve Zind in Braintree, Vermont.